Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Oh yeah, you're listening to the Draft Podcast. Let's start the show.
Listen to me. You got the fucking cigarette juice drinking out the ashtray on a Sunday. Drinking ashtray juice. All right, that was my thing.
That's what you made me record.
That's what you wanted us to start so quickly for?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey. You know, it's art. Art is subjective. You know, so like, that might be for somebody.
Yeah. Poke a hole through an apple, put a cigarette in it, and smoke that apple juice.
Smoke the apple juice.
Smoke that apple juice.
You know, like that's true though. Like, why haven't we? Like, it's 2023. Why haven't we smoked apple juice yet? There's smoked meats. Mm-hmm. There's smoked cheeses. Why can't we smoke apple juice?
Dude, there's people.
Yeah, people get smoked every day.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Grateful Dead?
Yeah, man.
Those two.
Fucking deadheads.
Them too.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know there's more dead people than alive people?
I think
more people. More people have died than people have lived.
Well,
I think that's facts.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
I mean, I guess they.
I think there's more people dead than are living.
Then that's what I mean, Drew. Okay. Don't fucking semantics me.
Wait, didn't you say that?
Don't use semantics.
No, I said there's more people alive dead than have lived. But I guess what I mean is there's more people dead than are living, as Drew semantically
said. Right, more people have died than were born. Wait, no, that's not right.
That's not right.
There's way more people that have been born.
Well, it's the same amount. Died.
Yes.
Like, those are facts, too.
Right, there's more people. Yeah, you're right. More people have been born. That's actually a more positive way to look at it. You know what? I like it like that.
Hold on,
though. I like it like that.
Oh, now I know.
Okay, all right.
What?
You gonna poke a hole in that?
Yeah.
Poke it.
So, you said more people have been born, but what about all them abortions?
Do you think there's more abortions? Wait, hold on. You think there's more abortions than people that are alive now that haven't died?
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
I do.
You do?
Oh my God.
Dude, motherfuckers didn't start aborting people till like 1924.
That's dire. That's a dire outlook. I think
That's like when it became medically okay to do it.
Was it 1924? I don't know. I just made up a
number. No, that's true though. It's about that time. But people were getting it before then.
It's about that time. What is it like?
Yeah.
It's abortion time. Hey, no,
it's around the time of 1924.
It's abortion time.
And then like we did it for like 100 years, and now we're like, no, let's go back to the way it was in 1920, and let's just make people. Go ahead and get back alley abortions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when when the husband used to bring his wife out to the pasture and just make the horse kick her in the stomach. And so now they want that to come back. You know what I mean?
How about this then?
Hey man, real talk. I had a great aunt that died because of that. So.
Oh shit.
She died from a horse?
No. She went to get an abortion somewhere because it wasn't medically regulated. She got septus and died. She was like 20 years old.
Oh wow, that's too bad. You know what? This is the first and last time the draft pod will ever start off with fucking abortion talk.
He was saying that his great aunt was in the belly and got kicked and died. That's before what I becoming thought too. A person. And I was like, well, then how do you know she was your great aunt?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
Is that even possible? Could you have an uncle that died?
Yeah, because
becoming a person,
it could be his mom's.
That's true.
Mom's sister,
dude, look,
or
man.
Dad's sister, right?
Yeah.
Wait, mom's sister. It's great aunt, right? Wait. You know what? I hate this conversation,
dude. Man, really, we're some regular fucking.
Let's go back to the positive lining thing where more born than dead. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. There. Let's rewind.
Cigarette juice.
Don't drink cigarette juice because that causes cancer and then more people will die than have been born.
Well, here's a fact, though.
Uh-huh.
Less people have drinking cigarette juice than have smoked cigarettes.
That's a fact.
It's a fact.
That is a definite fact. You heard it here first, everybody.
Dude,
breaking news.
Knowledge.
That's something we'll all three agree on.
Breaking news. This is going to be on every major outlet. We promise this is actual real news.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do. We bring the hard-hitting news to the people.
Yeah.
God, this opening of this show will go out in history. This is the worst one we've ever done. This is the worst one. This is the worst beginning ever. Daniel Market, worst one of all time.
Oh man. Well, I guess I should just jump right into the pool. Yeah.
Daniel has him ranked.
Yeah.
Oh, we still haven't said the name of the show. So like Daniel's got us on that.
Hold up, check it out.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do. All that's over. We've just begun. It's wet month.
Yay. Welcome to wet month, everybody.
Grab a towel because it's about to get super wet up in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. The water is flowing in April.
Well, speaking of. Oh, yeah. You know, it's the wettest month of the damn year. Wetter than a jar of pickle spears. Wetter than your girl. They call her Water Park. When she gets up, you can see a watermark. She's like a walking water wall. She be going so rapid, she turned to a waterfall. Wet. Yeah, it's the month of April. She be wet like a grandma seeing Clark Gable. Yeah, the stash used to do funny things. No AC in the crib made Grammy a hot springs. Shouts to the state of Arkansas, where Clinton be having sex in the city, Carrie Bradshaw. Brunch with the ladies and a glass of frambois. Wet fresh fish and Billy got a bear claw. The other reaching into a sticky pot of honey. Wet and sticky like the bandits both getting money. Dorothy, I got a feeling we ain't in Arkansas anymore. If your girl around, that'll end a drought for sure. Because in college, she went by Miss Precipitation. So sunny and wet, she could heal a nation. She the perfect groundskeeper, how she keeps them greens. But balls get wet, might need a submarine. She see it dropping, and how should I explain this? She dropped down and hit the water like Luganus. She wetter than a jumper from Desmond Bain. She got out the water like Phoebe Cates. Fleetwood Mac, that be the stuff of dreams, like your boys drafting rainy movie scenes. Wet.
Oh, shit. Wet. Oh, I should have said, oh, shit. I fucking love it. That was a great sweet rap.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Had to kick off wet month the right way.
As wet as cigarette juice. Yeah, wet.
Dude, cigarette juice is so fucking wet.
So wet.
Oh, man. Dude, you know that lady with the yellow ceilings just got like water bottles of cigarette juice in her fridge.
All of the outlets where the plugs are, just fucking straight yellow.
Bright and when yellow. She has that one party a month where all the local like weirdos come and hang out, they just do the ring of fire with the cigarette juice bottle. And if you knock it over, hey, you gotta drink it.
If you if you mess up, you gotta drink that cigarette juice.
Fucking Dottie Luby getting it in.
Dude,
sometimes she smokes 4 packs a day just to like get the cigarette juice count up.
Cigarette juice sounds so disgusting to me. That is the most, like, that makes me drier than a fucking lit cigarette.
Oh man, that is so true.
On wet month, you're drying me up on wet month,
dude. What other place brings you wet month?
Yeah, where do you get wet month?
Has anybody ever done a wet month?
I don't think so.
We're doing a pure month of wetness.
Yeah,
we're bringing you the wettest content.
April showers bring draft pod.
What is the perfect? Here's the thing. Can you shower too much so where you don't be as wet? Or if you take a longer shower, are you even wetter?
I think you're even wetter.
Even wetter.
Okay. More wet.
I like even wetter.
Yeah. Okay.
It just sounds cool.
I'm glad you like that.
What's like the perfect shower time?
Like 37 minutes?
No way.
Whoa.
Probably like 12 minutes is like that's like max shower time, 12 minutes.
I'm going to say like 4 Marvin Gaye's.
4 Marvin Gaye's?
Yeah, that's like 4 minutes a song.
That's so 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much. I'm going to say 3 Marvin Gaye's.
3 Marvin Gaye's. Okay. Yeah. And then Drew's just going straight up with like 12 Marvin Gaye's.
Drew's got the fucking Kramer going on. Like, he's making fucking salads in the shower and shit. He's got like a fucking food processor installed in the fucking drain and everything.
Now, like, not getting drunk at all, mm-hmm. What do you think the longest you've ever been in the shower is? And then if you do count getting drunk, like, what's the longest you think you've been in the shower?
I don't know if I've ever gotten in the shower drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the move, man. You sit on the floor and just let the water hit on top of your head.
See, I've never been that drunk. I don't feel
No, it's not even like being drunk thing. That's just a feeling.
Yeah, but you have to be drunk enough to want that feeling. And I've never had that. But I have, don't get me wrong, I've been drunk and gotten in the shower, but I've never like sat on the floor to like sober up. You know what I mean? Dude,
I'll sit on the floor, 2 elbows on knees, right? Contemplating.
What are you thinking about down there? How
fucking
wet you
life,
are?
Man. Oh, fucking okay. Life, man. I don't think about getting wet. I just am.
You didn't think about being even wet?
You know? Well, that's the thing. Like, you don't have to get wet if you stay wet.
I tell you, like, I will say, like, there's definitely been times where I got in the shower and I went past the 12-minute mark because I wasn't necessarily in the shower. I wasn't in the shower to wash, but I was also in the shower to just get that shower feeling, to get the shower
cascading.
So you
took longer to get the shower going and get in than you did to actually take the shower?
No, I don't mean that. I mean like,
okay,
you know, you wash yourself, but then you just stay in the shower and you just get that shower flow for a little while longer. You know what I mean?
I like to turn the lights down low and just watch the water steam up.
Like out of the shower?
Like you just look into the where the water's coming.
Yeah.
You just look at the light and it's just like a cool like film thing.
It's like being in a club, baby. You know what I mean?
It kind of is. But like, it's a peaceful ass club. Because you're playing like Sade.
Peaceful club.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. JabroniU.com.
Yeah.
Find us.
JU.
Drew, number one pick. Mm-hmm. Oh, what are we doing? Rain scenes.
Damn it.
Barbara.
Hey, Barb.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, damn. Bitch.
I bet Barbara smokes.
Dude, with that name? Hell yeah.
And I bet she has accidentally, not on purpose, but accidentally drank cigarette juice at one point in her life, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she forgot she put a cigarette out in her coffee and then went to drink the coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, call me Barbs.
Babs. Oh, the name's Barb.
They call me Barbie. I'm so wet, Drew. Why don't you take a pick?
I'm a very sharp woman. That's why they call me Barb.
That was off the dome. Next time you gotta pay me.
Okay.
All right.
I'm on the clock. And I'm gonna go with, just because it's a funny scene the way it starts. And a, you know, very enlightening scene for the man involved. I'm gonna go Truman Show.
Truman Show.
Oh yeah. Fuck. That's a really good pick.
When he's running out of the thing and then they're like, oh shit, we gotta turn the whole thing on.
The brain machine just malfunctions.
It's like one of the first moments that Truman gets
starting to get it,
To see, like, yeah, that shit's not right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, it's like he's putting it in his head, but like doesn't want to vocalize it because he's kind of like, the fuck's going on? You know, he's getting it.
Did the light fall at this point yet or no? Or was this before the studio light falls in the street?
No, I think that happened first. I think this is a little bit late. Like,
this is a little bit later. Yeah, they were starting to build up the idea that he's suspicious, and then this is really kind of like the moment that makes him go, "Oh fuck,
yeah,
I got to figure this shit out."
This seems like hilarious, but then also like super fucking sad.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Dude. This movie is so fucking good. This is like one of the classics of our time.
It messes with your brain.
Yeah, this movie gets me wet.
Dude, got him soaked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole movie.
That would piss me off, though. Like, if I was walking and rain was just dumping on me.
Just on you
every time I step. It's like not going anywhere else but on me.
It follows you.
Dude, I've driven down the interstate in Florida because Florida's a weird state. Where, like, I had a hand out the window and the other side of my car was, like, wet.
Dude, I've had that, too, where literally I'm on the line of the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a weird thing. Florida is fucking weird. Yeah.
And I felt a little Truman Showy when that happened.
Yeah, when you get that wall of sunshine.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, what the fuck just happened?
DeSantis does act like he's a goddamn puppet master, so...
Yeah, you know, he's a real Christoph, that one.
Man, that's a good fucking pick.
It's a really good pick, Drew. Good work.
Thanks, guys.
It was high up on my list.
I thought it would be, so that's why I had to scoop it up.
Yeah, but you didn't take the number one for me.
Okay.
Oh.
When you're talking about rain scenes, and look, I'm not necessarily a classic man. But it gets no better than one Gene fucking Kelly.
Oh, dude. Whoa. I have this like pulled up because I'll tell you what. Singing in the Rain, not only is that scene just fucking perfectly done, but the song is so good.
It is.
It is.
The song is so fucking good. I love this. Singing
in the Rain.
We've all
wanted to do this. And we've all like got up on a light pole and kind of swung ourselves. And he was the first one that did it, in my opinion.
Yeah, nobody's ever swung on a light pole until then.
Not like that.
Not like that. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Fucking, this is the song that makes me want to close up my umbrella and just take that shit right to the face. You know what I mean?
Dude. Exactly. Exactly. You got to feel that wetness all over your face.
It's such a great moment, you know? It's such a great fucking moment.
You know it's a great sound? Having a hat on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then hearing on the bill.
Yeah.
Hearing the rain.
Yeah.
On your hat, and then like it's like two sounds.
Get your hat close to the mic and do the tapping. Oh, I hear it. It sounds so good.
So you get that, but then you also get outside of that, the it hitting the streets.
Yeah.
So it's like this double surround sound thing of rain, and it's fucking amazing.
Two plateaus to catch the rain. You know what I mean? It's
great.
I love it. That's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about too. Like,
I know
you don't know how to explain it, but you know what I'm talking about.
I think you're explaining it perfectly. It's just that little pitter patter of droplets of rain.
Yeah, man.
On your bill.
And Gene Kelly got it. That's the thing. He's got the umbrella. He's got it. He doesn't need it.
No.
Yeah.
Again, don't have to get wet if you stay wet.
He's so happy he can sing in the rain.
Fuck, you know, I'm kind of worried because you guys have taken like two of my top picks here, and now I'm kind of worried that I'm not going to be prepared for this.
Here's the thing. I think that there's like clear cut first round, maybe second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we're all going to go off the fucking grid.
I don't know.
I think the good news is you have two picks back to back.
That's true. I wonder which one of the... I got two that are, like, very high. They could be interchangeable, but I think I'll go with, like, a favorite first. Am I even up yet or no?
Yeah, man, I'm passing you the ball. Slam it. We're playing slam ball. Get it.
All right, it's over to me now.
Playing pickleball.
So, like...
I want to get into that.
This is an iconic scene. This is an iconic scene for our generation too, because this is like high school or like just after high school for us.
Yeah,
this is big time. It's like a Kiss that fucking shocked the world. Everybody wanted to fucking get in on this type of Kiss after this. This won like MTV Best Kiss Award.
Yep.
Porn
spoofs.
Everything. Fucking. Even when Jack Black hosted the MTV Movie Awards this year, they spoofed it in the beginning when he had Yoda painted on his mouth when the mask comes down. And I'm going Spider-Man, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2002. And it's the Kiss and the upside down Kiss, man.
Yeah, man. Just like a wet upside down Kiss.
Yeah.
Just like Stranger Things.
That's right. Exactly like Stranger Things. But like even just the scene, it's a good scene. It's like...
Yeah.
It kind of gave, like, I was rewatching a few of these, and it kind of gave me, like, chills again. Just, and it's a good fucking Kiss, too. It really is. It's a movie Kiss that fucking, like, you're like, God damn.
Yeah.
These two bitches got chemistry, baby.
Oh, hard.
Yeah.
CH chemistry.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're talking about that ch in front of it.
Yeah.
Chemistry.
That's right.
That's right. And the only... You're taking MJ in the Jordan year.
Exactly. There you go. The only thing I thought was like only like annoying part of the whole scene is when MJ tells Spider-Man like you're amazing, and then Spider-Man goes, "This is, in Tobey Maguire voice, he goes, it's nice to have a fan." Like that, you're just like, be a little excited, dude. You're about to get upside down kissed by fucking Mary Jane, baby. Like, fucking get into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. We know if they pan up, them spider pants are popping.
You got Kirsten Dunst in the fucking rain right now. You see her shirt? You see what's going on, Spider-Man?
Dude, yeah. Straight up wet t-shirt.
He goes like this. Nice to have a fan. God.
Well, the worst. That's why he's the number two Spider-Man.
That's why he's the number two Spider-Man. Right. Nice to have a friend. He sounded like John Malkovich, dude.
All right, you're on the clock again.
Being wet spider dick.
Fuck. Because there's a bunch of good ones. I just wonder where you guys are going to go. But anyways, I really want this one, but then I really want this. Okay, fuck it. So talk about walking 5 football lengths through fucking shit just to be free and free yourself. Mm. And I'm talking Shawshank Redemption, Andy Dufresne crawling through the shit pipes 500 yards just to fucking smell freedom.
Dude. That's the happiest water scene I think that there is.
It's such a good scene too. Like, and like the moment where it starts raining, he's using the thunder to break the pipes without people knowing that he's doing it. He gets out and he's covered in shit, just like the last however many months he's been in prison. It just felt like being covered in shit. And then the moment that he's out and he's free, the fucking rain is pouring on him and cleansing him, and he's finally out of it. Like, and you got the Morgan Freeman, like, just his narration in the background, and it's like, it's a really fucking moving scene. And the top down fucking rain view, dude, is always a baller ass fucking view.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
The best feeling of being clean is after walking through some shit.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
you can't truly feel the freedom and being straight up cleansed without walking through shit.
Dude, like,
it's a literal narrative.
I pour cigarette juice on myself to clean the shit off me. You know what I mean? Like, anything to get it off.
I mean, here's the thing. Think about this. Somebody who's dirty, who gets a shower, that shower feels better to them than somebody who's clean that is taking a shower.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have to pee and you hold it and then you pee, you feel better than the person that just peed 30 minutes ago.
Dude.
It's the shower shivers.
You remember the movie Encino Man?
Yeah.
When Brendan Fraser takes the shower for the first shower.
Oscar winner Brendan Fraser.
Oscar winner Brendan Fraser takes that first shower after being fucking in the ground or in ice or whatever the fuck he was for however many hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's got to feel amazing.
Oh, a cold, like, not a cold shower, but like a shower after being cold is a great feeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A nice thaw shower.
And then reverse it, being super hot and then taking kind of a cold shower.
Yeah. That was one of the things in The Walking Dead that was like, that actually jumped out at me, is the episode where Rick gets to take a hot shower for the first time in like months. It's like in the first few episodes of the first season. And it's just like the way that they did it. Frank Darabont, the guy who directed Shawshank Redemption, who created the first season of fucking Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
That just that moment of Rick, like, feeling that hot water and like, holy fuck. Like, I miss this. I miss civilization. Like, it was a fucked up.
Maybe we should do shower scenes.
Shower scenes is a good one.
Yeah.
Andy would pick The Pest.
American History.
Dude, hold on. It's crazy that you mention it, because I just compared John Leguizamo in The Pest to this fighter that fought the other night in the UFC.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And like, because I fucking love John Leggy in The Pest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is my shit.
Dude, let's do shower scenes. I love that.
I'm into it.
Let's do it. We don't even have anything set up for the rest of wet month, right?
No.
Why don't we do shower scenes next? I mean, no, we're not. We're totally prepared for wet month.
We're prepped.
We were going to do shower scenes anyway. We can
pull out, guys.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Andy.
Okay. Excited.
What?
I'm going with. There's two moments in this movie there's two moments in this movie that you could be like, okay, is he picking that one? Nah, James already picked the kiss. I'm not going there yet. I'm going Garden State.
God,
where they're up on the digger and they're just fucking yelling because
I almost took this one because I thought it wasn't coming back to me.
Oh, you were right.
I should have fucking taken it. But
yeah,
I wouldn't have got Truman Show either. So
no, you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
You definitely would have lost Truman Show.
Well, honestly, these five picks
mm-hmm.
would have been the first five picks no matter what.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I was saying the first and second round. After that, then it might get wild. But like, there is something so fucking cathartic about just screaming or yelling into the rain. Like, I think we've all done it where you just fucking let loose and scream and you feel better after you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah.
But it's not when it's like fucking sunny outside. That doesn't, unless you're on a mountaintop or something like that. But if it's raining, you can do that anywhere. Like, it's better if there's some nature around, but you can do it really anywhere versus like non-rain. Yelling and screaming like that's just not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It carries a bit more. When it's raining and kind of thundery, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to know. Like, it's the best time to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Facts on the draft pod today.
Dude.
It's the same way Andy Dufresne beating the fucking pipe with a rock every thunder. You beat your friend's head in with a rock every time it thunders.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe an enemy, maybe not a friend. Don't kill your friends.
Yeah.
Also, don't kill anybody.
That's true, too.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point, I guess. Yeah.
But yelling out into the abyss.
Yeah.
While it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Yeah.
And do it often, actually. If you can. You know what? Next time it rains,
mm-hmm.
I might pull my ass over to the side of a road somewhere. Like, just find some like random off street and where there's like nothing going on.
Uh-huh.
Pull over. Start yelling.
I think I want to do that. I'm going to do that too. Next time it's raining, I'm going to go outside in the rain, get fucking wet, and just fucking scream.
Dude. Yeah.
I like it.
No blind melon over here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Too. Oh,
if we can make room for it. Like, some sort of wet
songs.
Yeah.
Songs with rain.
Rain, water.
Yeah. Wet songs.
I'm just thinking about that Busta Rhymes video. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Don't go chasing things, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, wet song.
Fuck, I'm going to have a tough time with that one. I'm going to have a tough time with that one. There's too many good wet songs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good wet songs.
Dude.
All right.
All right. Look at that. See how things just come together?
Yeah. See how we have to, like, knock off the two things we had planned just because we have two brilliant ideas in the moment. You know what I mean? So,
all right, so for my next pick, I will go with the
Pool toys.
T-Rex scene in Jurassic Park.
Oh shit!
See, that was the other one. There's the top six. It's gone.
Can you take multiple scenes? Like, if I wanted a different scene from Jurassic Park in the rain, would I be able to take it still?
Yeah.
Not that I will. I'm just saying. I just wanted to know.
Scene. We're doing.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
We'll have to be. I just put the movie in, so I'll have to be more specific.
Yeah.
When I'm reading, but I don't see why not. So, which Jurassic Park scene is this?
What's the T-Rex?
The T-Rex.
This is not the toilet one.
Yeah, it is.
This is the toilet one.
Okay. That happens in this part.
This is the water at the fucking the cup.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And the rain really adds to this, too, because, like, when the goat's leg lands on the kid's truck and it's fucking raining and the rain is making the blood from the leg, like, roll over the fucking, like, clear roof of the trucks. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It just sets the tone for this fucking scene. It's a very tense scene.
Well, here's the thing. You add rain, it instantly makes it better. Rain forest. Without rain, it's just a forest. Rain man. Without rain, it's just a man.
Just a man.
Right?
Yeah, he wouldn't have any idea how many toothpicks are on the ground, that idiot.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. That's a double, because I was thinking Sean Kemp.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, make it rain, man. Yeah.
Oh, shit. If you just make it?
Yeah. Well.
That's actually kind of dope. So
making it is pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. I'll make it too.
But you can't go to a strip club and say, I'm gonna make it. And then they're like, what? You're gonna make it what? You know,
I'm gonna make it sunny outside. And they're like, well, that's not gonna help us at all.
Yeah. Oh, not at all. All right. Oh, back.
Make it windy.
Make it write checks up in this piece.
All right, back to me.
Back to you.
Let's go with.
Now, I hope everybody's wet right now. If you're not,
well, they are.
Go to a sink. Splash a little water on your hands. Take the tips of your fingers, all 10 of them. You know what that means.
Yeah, you just don't right even have to face. See what Annie's doing. Just, you know.
Feel the drops of Jupiter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go with one of the best fight scenes of all time, and I'm going with Jet Li and Donnie Yen in Hero.
Oh shit! That's a great one.
The so music good. Too with it.
Yeah, the guy.
That's the other thing.
Yeah,
good music with rain and a fight scene. That combination is like.
And the
shout
way,
out cheese, that's an elite combination.
The way this the way this scene, like the way they use the sounds and the fucking like just like the rain like drops and
yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and then just like hitting the like the wow wow
wow. Yeah. Through the slow-mo.
Yeah.
Like and yeah. They're busting through the rain.
They're cutting through it. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
This might be like one of those like perfect movies. Like it's insane how good this movie is.
Hero is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It's a perfect scene.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
The movie is like it's
yeah.
If you drafted like most beautiful movies of all time, Hero is a definite like number one top level pick for sure.
Yeah.
It's like Hero and Pleasantville. Like,
yeah,
one. Those two. You know what I mean?
Well, fuck it. That's my next pick.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, Tobey Maguire in the rain twice on this draft.
Here's the thing. There's.
We haven't even taken the guy that gets rained on in every movie.
Right. But here's the thing. There is a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is the person is in black and white and the rain is coming in and it kind of is the turning point, I guess, if you will, in the movie. And you see like the black and white person, but then you see the color of the nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
And like you said, Pleasantville is one of those movies that you just put on and it feels good.
It's pleasant.
It just fucking feels good. So, but like, yeah, the you know, the first rain is like awesome. And it's like one of those things that's also symbolic of like changing of times and, you know, the older people are like kind of like not into it, right?
Yeah. Because
they don't want the change. And then the young people, like they're embracing the change of what's going on. And there's something kind of fucking beautiful about that.
It's kind of like the political landscape of our country.
It's kind of weird that Pleasantville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Dude.
Pleasantville could teach. Pleasantville could teach us all a lot, you know.
That's a fucking gem. That's like, you pulled that diamond, man.
Hey, fucking hey, what can I say? I'm Dude. Filled with facts today, boy.
You're a San Francisco 40 miner.
I feel like I'm 40 major.
Just fucking go.
Go ahead, James. No,
you got me.
I got you good on that one. I got you good on that one.
Yeah,
you good, you fuckers.
All right, here we go. So, this is another clip that I rewatched. Although I have seen this like 7 million times in my life, it's one of my favorite movie trilogies of all time.
Yeah.
And this is like, it's the perfect ending to this movie. It's the absolute perfect way to end this movie and also leave it open and available for the next sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going Back to the Future 2.
Oh.
And I'm going when Doc gets struck by lightning in 1955, and he gets, that's when he gets shot off into the old West, 1885. Yes. But Marty McFly is sitting there thinking Doc just fucking died. And he's standing there and he's kind of freaking out and he's like, God, Doc's fucking dead. And it starts to fucking rain. And the next thing you know, the dude shows up with the fucking letter that's been sitting at Western Union since 1885 for 70 years. And that with explicit instructions, give this to Marty McFly at this time in 1955. And even the guy, I love that the guy says, he says, oh, we had a bet to see if you were actually going to be here. He's like, I'm going to lose some money. So like, and Marty opens the fucking letter and it's raining on the letter. He's using the headlight of the fucking car to read it. And he's just like, the doc's alive. The doc, like, it's just a fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then he runs to find 1955 Doc so that they can get back to 1885.
Yeah.
Dude, they have a few good rain seeds in that trilogy.
Dude, it's so good. I mean, lightning is like the main thing in that movie, like the first two of them at least.
Yeah.
So it's just the trilogy to me is like a perfectly done trilogy. Even if you don't like the third one, you still love the third one. You know what I mean? It's like, it's all good. And it all makes sense. They took a movie, a series about time travel, and they made it all make sense. Even if it doesn't make like scientific sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It still makes fucking storyline sense.
100%.
I love it so much. And this scene is like, it had me kind of like, you know, getting them goose pimples and shit.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. The goose pimples so are real.
I usually don't like to say goose pimples, but in this moment I will.
Well, say goose pimps. It makes it sound so much cooler.
I like, yeah, goose pimp. Got them goose pimps.
Yeah.
Them gooses is pimps. Back to me again.
Gooses is pimps too. Go on, brush your shoulders off.
Man, there's still some really good ones out here. There's still some really, really good ones out here.
So many.
Still some really good ones out there.
I think I'm going to go with this.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and triple just, B. Bitches be burping.
I like this. Bitches be burping. I like this because when you realize why it's raining, it's funny to me. And it's raining because the dude drank too many free champagnes and now it's fucking, now he has to piss. And since they're incepting him, they're inside his brain, he has to piss. So it's fucking raining in his fucking dream. And I think that that's so fucking funny. And they even make mention of it, like That this is the scene in Inception when they all get in the car and they have to take get the taxi cab, and then they have to get Peaky Blinder in the fucking car in the taxi. They got to pick him up and like hijack him or whatever. And Leo DiCaprio is in there, and the fucking train rolls through the fucking street. His psyche gets into the fucking dream. Like the whole scene is
fire, man.
And this is the moment in Inception where they realize that the guy has training to fight Inception, so his dream is fighting back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Woo. It's a badass scene, and it's just it all takes place because the dude has to piss.
This gives me GPs too, man.
Yeah. The goose pimps.
Yeah. That's two cool ways to say it.
Yeah.
The GP.
The goddamn GP. But yeah, Inception 2010.
Oh, God. Man, you just got crazy. Like, your list is like fucking Blockbuster City.
I feel like I have some pretty good rain scenes.
Yeah. You do. I mean, you're stacking them up, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. All right. I'm going to go with a movie that has steadily crept up my list of greatest movies over these last, 5-6 years we've been doing this. It's a movie that I want to bring up anytime that we can. And you know what? You mentioned this gentleman before. You mentioned he loves to get wet. You mentioned we haven't mentioned him. Mm-hmm. I'm mentioning him.
Okay.
Johnny fucking Utah. Point Break, baby.
Oh, shit.
Man, I'm talking about.
Dude. Tracking down Bodie. The storm's just kind of going nuts. You got that, like, that great white shark. You know, that whale. That. Wave that just can't be caught.
Yeah.
And it's here. And he undoes the handcuffs and fucking lets him go. Whatever happens, happens. But that is a fucking rain scene right there.
So do you think that Bodhi dies?
Yeah.
You think he does?
I think so.
You don't think he lives through it and like goes and fucking lives?
Here's the thing. I think if somebody super fucking clever did this and all of a sudden, well, they couldn't do it, but like it would have been so fucking cool if like 40 years later you see what actually fucking happened or something.
There would be
cool. Does fucking break through, and then all of a sudden we get
I like the idea. I'd like to read an idea that made sense that would allow him to still be alive. You know what I mean?
That would have been pretty crazy. I bet there's something out there.
Like if a sea turtle, he latches onto a sea turtle and the sea turtle takes him with Nemo and friends.
Yeah.
To the other side of the world or something.
Maybe not that, but I'm with it.
Maybe not that.
Everything up to that point.
But man, this fucking scene gets me, man. And who looks better wet than fucking Keanu?
Fucking A.
I don't know that anybody looks as good and wet, like pound for pound. No. One of the best wet actors of our time.
No, the guy I'm talking about doesn't necessarily look good wet. He's just literally wet in every movie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
No.
Because you see where I'm coming from, right? That dude stays wet.
Yeah. I wonder who you're talking about.
We'll get to it. I at least have one of his movies on here.
Okay.
But, you saying that, though, but I don't know if we can do that. Bodhi's no longer with us.
I know.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'd like, I'd just like to hear like a really good idea, even if they can't do it.
Yeah. Okay, well,
yeah,
I'm gonna go with the love scene.
Okay,
and I'm gonna go with one that starts in a fight and ends in a loving embrace. I'm going Chasing Amy.
Fuck,
I had that one. Oh,
that's one of the ones that I was probably gonna take next.
I waited too long, but like, yeah. I felt like Point Break was gonna be gone, and
yeah.
I didn't know if you guys were gonna take Inception, so I took this instead of, or I took that instead of this, but this would have been that pick.
Andy, when you said that about like when you started talking, I was like, oh, man, thank God. Thank God it's still out there. I thought you were going to snipe me again.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to. Here's what happened. James mentioned Pleasantville, and I thought the segue was too good to let it go.
Yeah.
But that was going to be my back-to-back was Point Break and then Chasing Amy.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Mm-hmm.
Such Holden.
Holden. And just... Like I said, it's just such a cool scene of just said the argument and then kind of walking away. And then all of a sudden that great kiss.
They come back.
And like, you know,
dude, Joey Lauren Adams, like,
yeah,
she was a good actress, but Ben Affleck had not come into his own yet.
Oh no.
This was like that.
He was so stiff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was to me like, I'm an Affleck guy.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I like him, and I liked him in this movie. But like,
yeah, this was that moment for me.
When you look back at him then to now, light years beyond that.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, I always think about in this scene, one of Kevin Smith's. I think it was An Evening with Kevin Smith or something, where he talks about how when they film the scene, there's that part where they go past the window and you see him and the crew just following them. And like, I never noticed it before because the scene really captivated. Like, the movie is very captivating, and it captivated me. I never would have known that happened unless Kevin Smith told me that happened.
Yeah, because like, you notice it in Clerks because it's not really, it's kind of like a dead scene.
Yeah.
But like, in this, you don't like, because you sit, like you said, it's you're so focused on the story that's being told that like that shit doesn't even matter. So.
Yeah. And plus it's such a quick moment. Like it's him walking back to the car and
Damn. Stems.
There we go.
So raven. So she did. Drag on. It's splendid, glowing, so raven, so sheeted.
Guys,
what's up, bud?
What's up?
Have you watched this really cool show on Apple TV called Shrinking?
Fuck yes I have,
dude. I fucking watched it all yesterday,
all of it.
Isn't it so fucking good?
So fucking good,
dude.
Damn,
I tell everybody that I can about this show.
Yeah, it's
I'm gonna be the last one to do it. I was planning on picking it up this week.
Oh, I thought you already did.
Mm-mm.
Oh man,
I saw, well,
about it.
I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna love it, Andy. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hype.
And the ending,
dude. Hey, like, it's gonna change everything. Yeah. Like the next season is gonna be so good because of that.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, man.
But yeah, like, dude, Krista Miller is so fucking funny in that. From Scrubs and Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Dude, she's so damn funny in this. Like,
is she married to
Bill Lawrence?
Yeah. Huh?
Bill Lawrence, the creator.
Oh, I was wondering if she was married to the other, the doctor guy that's real snarky in Scrubs.
No, no, no. What? She's married to like the guy who created it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was married in the show to him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's such a good show. It's such a good show. And that fucking, like, I was like, it was so beautiful, his little speech at the wedding.
Dude, the whole show is beautiful. Yeah. The whole show is like, it's so heartwarming and so funny. And
like Apple TV, like, knows how to fucking do it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They're like not joking around with this, like, or taking quality over quantity. Like, yeah, you can watch all the hours you want over there. That's fine. But
yeah,
these fucking 10 shows we're going to give you are going to be the best of the year.
Yeah.
Dude, I love it so much. And like, the focus on mental health and everything that they talk about and discuss. And it's like a show it's helpful as well. Like, you get something out of it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
both, Dave.
Yes. That's where I was going to go.
Okay.
Fucking Dave, dropped 2 episodes last week, and I'm just so excited for this entire season. But from the moment scene 1 hits,
yeah,
you're in. Like,
it's so good.
And then I thought they had one of the more clever shows in like a comedy show like that I've seen, with episode 2. Just in terms of doing it as the whole music video, and there's a storyline within it as it's going along, and it's just like so fucking clever how it was done. But like, yeah, absolutely amazing start to this season. If you're not watching it, you should be, because it's fucking incredible.
Yeah, the second episode almost feels like a single shot from beginning to end. Like,
yeah,
just following Dave as he.
I'm trying to like it was clearly a nod to some show, but I can't remember what it was. But there was some sort of show that did the similar thing, and I'm just blanking on what it was.
What, the single shot thing?
Yeah.
I mean, the one of the episodes of The Bear was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been done, like, yeah, even movies wise, like Michael Keaton in that Birdman movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the first movie that I can think of is it's called Rope.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Hitchcock movie
yeah. Rope. That's like one of the first ones I can think of where it was just one single shot all throughout.
Yeah. Harrison Ave.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That thing got me. Like, also, here was the thing about this episode. You can feel and experience everything that's going on in that in your own way, because we all went through some sort of similar type of things that, you know, happen, or just the feel of the city, or the feel of being in that mind state of, like, you know, middle school, high school kind of time frame. We all can like feel that experience that he was going through. And that's why it fucking hit me, is like, just being incredible, is because like I felt so much of what was going on, you know.
Yeah, young love is very, it's a very weird experience, and he captured it very well. So
yeah, well, and then just like the experience of like being in that mind state in the city, at the bus stop, at the, all of those different things.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was just, that is one of the, like, it's one, it's an episode that I'm going to go back to. And I don't even go back to things like that often. It's an episode I for damn sure will go back to multiple times.
Yeah.
And Barry.
Yeah.
Starts, oh, Barry going back.
This upcoming Sunday.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to see like how the last season ended and then how this season's going to start. Like, I cannot wait to see what happens, because this is the biggest change up from any of the seasons.
Yeah.
You know,
it's crazy to me, like, how many of the shows I like that are all just fucking happening right now. Like,
yeah, no, everything is popping off. Yeah. It's because, like, shows are so good now, so they just stack on top of each other.
But they're all like right now. And then, like, it'll be like another year before, like, something like that I'm watching, like, live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. I'm watching what? Succession, Dave, fucking Ted Lasso, Mandalorian.
Oh, fuck, man. Ted Lasso. Ah.
That's so good.
I will be watching Barry. Snowfall. Yeah. It's got 2 episodes left. Yeah, man. There's just so much shit, like, all, like, fucking right now, just week to week, I'm watching. I barely have time to binge anything because there's actually like shows that are happening now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
James.
All right. No, I haven't gone yet. I got, I'll do it quick because it's political, but it definitely needs to be seen. Everybody needs to see this. I feel like this should be like mandatory viewing for everybody, and that's Jon Stewart's show on Apple TV, The Problem.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys
I don't really know.
I saw
the clip. I saw one of the clips, obviously.
Yeah. The clips that went, like, viral. The one that's going viral when he's talking to the gun guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is it, and that's the, I love the way this show is, because in my opinion, Jon Stewart is the height, like, if a political figure could be a genuinely good person, this it'd be Jon Stewart. If Jon Stewart ran for fucking president, like, I would fucking forge 10 different social security cards just so I could vote for him 10 fucking times. Yeah. Like, I love this dude so fucking much.
Allegedly.
I feel like he's one of the smartest fucking people alive today. And the show itself just kind of like opens your eyes to a lot of shit. And the other thing about Jon Stewart is he's not necessarily like a Democrat or a Republican. You know, he's actually a centrist in a way. He might be like progressive leaning, but he's definitely a centrist. And he definitely like pokes fun at both sides, and also makes very strong points against both sides in the way that they do things.
Like one of the first things that ever went, I mean, that was like 15 years ago now, but like when he was on, I think it was CNBC, it was one of those, like, and it was a Democratic one, but they're like, somebody was having him on and they were like, well, don't you think, like, you know, don't you think it's like reckless that, you know, people go to you for their news and you're just making jokes and all this stuff? And he's like, that's not on me. That's on you. People
You
because they don't want to hear your opinion. They want to hear the news. And like, he just goes off on the dude. And it's like, it was one of those moments like, yeah, exactly. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, he's been fucking like taking dudes like Tucker Carlson down for decades. He was doing that back when The Daily Show was on.
Yeah.
Like when Tucker Carlson had that stupid fucking show with the other guy. I can't remember the name of it. But anyways, this show, The Problem, it puts a fucking magnifying glass on some very fucking crazy issues that maybe a lot of people don't necessarily know about and or understand. And the way Jon Stewart sets up the show in every episode is the beginning is just like The Daily Show, where he's talking about specifically what this episode's going to be about. He's making jokes about it, but he's also making very fucking solid points about it.
Yeah.
Then the next segment of the show is he has people that are actually involved in either trying to make something happen or trying to get something done. And they're having roadblocks, and he's talking to the actual people that are being affected by these issues. And then once he's done speaking with them, he goes and talks to some high level politician that is either stopping these people from being able to get what they need or whatever. And he's asking them tough questions, and he's a lot of times making them look like fucking idiots. And the way that he does it is so fucking smart. He is so strongly knowledgeable about the things that he's talking about that these people have no chance to get any. They try to get one-ups on him, and he just shits right the fuck on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's incredible.
There's two more things for Jon Stewart. Have you guys ever watched his, I think it's like a, I want to say it's like a Senate hearing for like 9/11 victims.
I don't think so.
That is one to watch too. He fucking just goes the fuck off on them. Like, it's just pretty amazing. And, secondly, I was listening to Bill Burr's podcast last week, and they had their Patrice benefit that they do every year. They had it last weekend. And, he said on there, he said, you know, Jon Stewart did a set, and he's like, dude, he came out like a 23-year-old. Like, he was just on fire and like opinion, like, you know what I mean? Like opinion.
Yeah.
Like, man, I would love to see fucking Jon Stewart. Like, if he does a tour, like, that's something to go see.
Oh, fuck.
I remember like before he got the Daily Show, it was like one of the ones that I like recorded. It was like an HBO special from like maybe 96, 97 or something like that. And it was so good.
Yeah. I Jon Stewart will never do it, but I highly encourage him to run for president and just like decimate everybody in his path. You know, like I think that, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that he could save the society as we know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like he could. So, I don't know.
He definitely needs more of have more of a platform.
Yeah.
You know who else needs more of a platform?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, Stims himself.
Mm-hmm. Standing on some platforms. Cabs popping off.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Stimmert.
Everybody, listeners, this weekend, I got to hang out with the fucking man, the myth, the legend, the fucking stands to pee, sits to poop. Jim Bryanton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was cool.
Fucking A. Anyway. He's the man. Stands to pee, sits to poop.
Crazy. It's a crazy world.
Yeah.
Man, one day, I'm going to stand to poop and sit to pee.
I think you should.
Well,
I guess
fire up the stenographers. Drew's back on the clock.
I'm back on the clock, motherfuckers. Ka-chunk. So I have three picks left. That one I can wait on.
This thing's about to get tight.
You fuckers aren't taking it.
I feel it.
It is. It's getting tight right now.
Yeah.
Well, I know where I'm going to go.
This is actually the least amount of picks that I've had
prepared
that are left, because normally all my picks don't get taken like this, but you guys have taken all of my picks.
I'm surprised how many I still have, because but I also like I didn't write down Spider-Man because I knew that wasn't like
Dad.
But one I did write down is, it's a little scene that reminds you, you know, sometimes when it's raining, you just need somebody to tell you that, hey, it can't rain all the time. And I'm going The Crow.
Oh, shit.
Me, Lee.
Yeah.
Well, this is good because I didn't have that written down. So
Can't rain all the time. Yeah, man, The Crow. I mean, I feel like this is one of those movies that, like, the whole thing is fucking rain, but
yeah.
It's more of like this, because it's like I said, it's the little quote, can't rain all the time.
Yeah. But I like that.
Nice little thing. Like, hey, you know what? Gray skies are gonna clear up, so put on a happy face.
That's right.
And then paint it happy.
That's right.
It's so funny. Like, I still live in a reality where I've never stayed awake to watch the entire movie The Crow.
Really?
I've tried multiple times.
It's and really I always like, because it's not a boring movie at all.
I know. I don't know if it's because I always try to watch it super late or what it is, or like, I don't know. I don't know why. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying, for whatever reason,
I haven't seen it in quite some time.
I can't wait for like Nerdicide's next live.
I know.
Did they hear this?
Oh, I know. He's gonna shit all over me for that.
This is like his favorite movie. Man,
what can I say? You know,
Andrew J. Liner.
That's me.
Andrew Jillian Liner.
L
A C L. But I'm taking W's.
Oh,
because I'm about to pick a goodie. And I'm taking Forrest Gump, baby. Let's go.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's right. Going through Vietnam, going through every kind of rain there is.
Uh-huh.
The little bitty stinging rain, the big old fat rain, the rain that flew in sideways, and sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just
too.
That dipshit really had a way with words, didn't he?
He did. Well, here's the thing. Like, I think it's also the movie's so fucking well done, right? But like the music selection with the scenes, the marriage of how they've married the music to the scenes was like perfect.
Run through the jungle.
Yeah, and this is like, is that this what, was fucking awesome.
Is that what that scene is?
Yeah,
it's where they're like, jungle.
I'm talking about the song.
Oh, okay.
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just remember being like into the fucking like.
It's DCR. I'm gonna have to remember that if.
Who directed Forrest Gump?
We change out.
Was it Robert Zemeckis?
I guess I thought it was.
Yeah, it's Zemeckis.
Is it? Dude, Zemeckis, baby. Hey, he directed Back to the Future 2.
There you go. Zemeckis is the man.
Zemeckis is the fucking man.
Yeah, what song? Now, what song was with Forrest Gump Rain? Because I fucking loved it. Whatever it was. Nope, not Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That is not correct.
It'd be weird.
Oh, there it is. California Dreamin', The Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like, yeah, that's what I'm saying is like, I was just into the fucking like how he was explaining in his Forrest Gump way of the rain and all the rain they were getting, and then just seeing, and then it just like, and then just one day it stopped or whatever. Like, I don't know. I fucking love that.
Yeah. It's a good scene. It's a great scene.
Yeah.
It's a good scene. James.
All right. Here we go.
We go to the show. Some back.
I don't think we have a lot of good, like, fights in the rain. I mean, we have Hero.
Well, yeah, Hero. Yeah.
You know? But in this movie, also kind of like as far as the way they use the rain and the way that they did the fighting, I mean the whole goddamn series is known for fighting, And truthfully, you could probably skip every last bit of the sequels and just watch this scene
just
alone.
Just watch the fight scene.
Because yeah. this scene is worth it, and it's Matrix Revolutions.
It ends tonight.
It's when Neo fights, what's his face?
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith. Yeah, that's right. Neo fights him, but it's not just him. It's like a million Mr. Smiths.
Right.
Yeah. So, and it's just a really cool kind of like final battle between those two. You've watched them chase Neo around like a fucking middle school girlfriend all this time.
Yep.
And it all culminates in this badass fucking fight scene, and Neo's just throwing Smiths all over the goddamn place. And the way that they do like the stop motion and the fucking fists hitting the fucking droplets of water
and
shit.
Rain drop popping off.
Yeah, like just the rain, and like even just his duster flying around and flipping the rain everywhere. Like,
yeah,
it looks really good. It was like their outfits were made for rain.
Yeah, dude, it's the wet version of a boxer getting punched in the face and the sweat popping off of their face with a boxing glove. This is that version, but for like rain and like, you know, emo kids. I don't know.
That's right. That's fucking right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Fuck, man.
Truthfully, I do have a place in my heart for the Matrix sequels. It's just that the first one was just such a high bar for me that the other two would never, ever be able to live up to.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. Here's my beef with people absolutely hating them.
Yeah.
Is I think people are forgetting the feeling that they had leading up to it, right? Like being excited for the movie to come out and then going and seeing it and all that kind of stuff. And in my head, I'm like, you fucking people that were like 18, 19, 20 years old, all that, you weren't like judging movies like that age. You're going back and judging it now.
Yeah.
But I don't think most people were like, the way they did, like, maybe I'm wrong, but like,
I mean, when I saw it when it came out and I didn't like, I wasn't happy with the route that they decided to take.
Yeah.
For the sequels, I guess. You know
gotcha.
What I mean?
Gotcha.
I just kind of like, because the ending of the first one, it seemed like it in, like, that was the end of the story. Like, Neo became Neo.
Right.
And like, he became the one, and that was it. But then, like, then the next two movies, it's like him becoming the one. And it's like, we already kind of saw this.
Maybe I'm the weirdo then, because at that time frame, when I would go to the movies, I don't remember going out of movies being like, well, that completely fucking sucked. And you know what I'm saying? All that,
I mean,
like,
don't get me wrong.
I was just like, all right, that was entertaining.
I definitely didn't say that it sucked, but I just said, I wish, you know, in my mind, I think even in my mind, I wasn't like vocal about it, but in my mind, I thought, man, I kind of wish it went.
It's just
when
I hear people talk about it, I'm like, were you really that critical of it at the time you saw it? Like, in my head, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
That take never saw 2 or 3.
Really?
Really?
Have
you seen the fourth one?
No.
Wow. Did you like the first one?
I loved the first one. That's why I didn't watch 2 or 3.
Oh, okay.
To me, there was no reason to watch 2 or 3.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of like the thoughts that I had. But, I mean, they're worth watching just because, like, even if you just watch some badass fucking special effects and fight scenes, that's worth it. But
also, like, what else was out at that time? Like, at that time in my life, it's like, hey, what's playing at the movie theater? Let me find a movie that sounds cool and I'm probably going to go see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where, exactly. Like... But I was also one of those dudes that was probably like, you know, 03 it came out. I was probably one of those dudes that like 9.8 out of 10 movies. Like, as long as I was entertained, I was like, all right, that was good. And then I just move on, you know?
Yeah.
And well, that was fucking me.
You know. You're also perpetually positive, which is
Speaking of moving on.
Oh, moving on. Here we go.
Shout out to Maya. I love that song.
So I'm gonna take my war scene now, and this is like a scene in a movie that is like fucking gut wrenching, but also fucking incredible. And even have a little fucking Barry Pepper sprinkled into this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I'm going Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
And if you ask me, this is one of Vin Diesel's like best acting roles in a movie ever. Just this, and it was really him dying. Like, he did such a good job just in this scene alone that like give him an award for this fucking scene.
Yeah.
And it's in Saving Private Ryan when Vin Diesel gets shot by that sniper that's in the tower, and the rest of the crew, Tom Hanks and everybody else, and Barry Pepper is their sniper on their side, are trying to like get, they want to get Vin Diesel, but they know that they can't. And they end up having to like, they're trying to like use him to distract the sniper. And then Barry Pepper takes that fucking shot, dude. And the shot goes through the other sniper's scope right into his fucking eye.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing fucking scene. And it the rain coming down during the scene makes it what it is. Like, it's just fucking incredible. The rain causes them in the movie, in the scene, to not be able to see what's going on, not be able to know what's going on. Where'd the shot come from? Like, it made it more dramatic because the rain was there. So like, it's fucking incredible.
Yeah, you kept saying Barry Pepper, and all I can fucking think about is Bobby Moynihan. Smells like pepper up in here.
Dude, I tell you what, I feel like Barry Pepper's underutilized. I like that guy. I've always liked him. In every movie I feel like I've ever seen him, and I'm like, man, I need some more Barry Pepper.
You just kept saying my mashed potatoes. Barry Pepper, and I was like, in my head, I was just like, I can't fucking get that out of my head.
He takes that shot, dude. He takes that shot. It's fucking incredible.
Oh, man.
He's great as Roger Maris.
Fucking A, there you go. Oh. Is that 42? Or 61. Is that, well, whatever.
Yeah. 42. So you did a Jackie Robinson thing.
Jackie Robinson is 42. Okay. What can I say? Sometimes I get my numbers mixed up.
Dude,
Andy?
Yeah, I'll fucking do it later. I'll say it later. It's fucking fine.
Okay.
Okay.
But no, here. I'll say it now. I think it would be really cool if we did a month of numbers.
Oh, I like that.
I guess Mike Greenberg did a book like 1 to 100 or something, and like was basically calling out players or moments or something that are signified by the numbers. So I thought that would be really cool if we just fucking went like 1 to 100 and like drafted players or things that are associated with a number.
Yeah. Cause it doesn't even have to be.
What if we did a bracket 1 through 64 and attached a movie and or thing to each number 1 through 64 in the bracket, and then did a bracketology. Cause we haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah. We've been missing out on so many numbers though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, still, it's 64 numbers. I mean, that's still a lot of numbers.
Yeah, we got even before 69.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
Like, and we don't get to 99, so I can't like take Jay-Z.
But then we get to draft what Ramirez gets to go in each spot. We can do a YouTube deal. The way that we did that with the way that we did with
That would be crazy if we just flip it and each one of us takes different things for the numbers. Yeah. Okay. All right. We got something here.
We'll figure it out. I don't know, but I'm just saying we haven't done bracketology in a while.
We did just do like a 1 through 32 draft. No, wait. One through 30 draft.
1 through 30. Yeah.
Yeah.
30. That's why I was saying it could be a whole month.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys are just mad because 69 can't be in it.
Like, fair.
Get over it.
We got to take Jared Allen.
Hey, 8 times 8.
Mm-hmm. 6'4".
That's right.
Sitting on him. And I'm sitting on this next pick.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let it out.
Because you've wasted a lot of your time already.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're fuck.
Already started.
No, it's okay. I'm
counting down to 10 seconds. I'll restart it.
Okay. Oh. I should have. Bill Brook. Let's go with the scene in Parasite. The rain scene where it's flooding. Mm-hmm. And okay. What's so fucking dope about this scene. It's not dope, but it is, because like the message is fucking loud and clear. Or at least I thought it was. Where like the family is like, you know, like slightly inconvenienced because they can't go on a trip or something like that. And they're even like, well, at least the rain will help the grass and flowers and all that kind of shit. Meanwhile, the rain for the family that's lower class means it could ruin their home.
Yeah,
it could fucking ruin everything.
Yeah, they're slightly, the rich people up here are slightly inconvenienced, but the poor people down here are like their lives are being fucking uprooted.
Mm-hmm. Because the water flows down and they're living down. So the water is flowing down and it's flooding their house. Meanwhile, in the rich area, it's like almost like, even though it's an inconvenience, it's at the same time a nice thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So there's just something there that's fucking like so well done storytelling wise to show the difference in something that could be so fucking like beautiful or annoying or anything like that. And then all of a sudden seeing the other side of it and then seeing like the devastation that it could be. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, oh fuck. Like,
yeah,
maybe I should be thinking of things from other perspectives that maybe I don't think about, or maybe something that I'm like, ah, that sucks.
How is this affecting somebody else?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah.
So I think
it helps.
I think
it's also
a good thing to think about is how does this affect somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also like a good way to like make yourself a more positive thinker.
Yeah,
because it can always be worse. You know what I mean? There could always be somebody else. Like whatever is upsetting you in that moment, if this thing happened to another person that is not prepared to do this or to endure this, it's gonna be way worse. So it's almost like I don't know, dude. When I think about the movie Parasite, I think about like that was a fucking Korean movie that played so well to a worldwide audience. Like
it's crazy.
It's insane. You know, like, I don't know.
Same with Everything Everywhere.
Everything Everywhere was the same deal, but yeah. Although that was like mostly in English, but.
Right. But
yeah.
But yeah, this movie's still kind of, I think about different things all the time with this movie, and that's one of the main things that I think about is that fucking scene.
Yeah, that's, dude, it's an incredible fucking movie. I love it. Incredible scene too.
Since you were getting all those big fucking blockbusters and shit, I had to up my game with Forrest Gump and Parasite, you know.
Yeah, get the Oscar winners in there.
No doubt. All right, Gwen Stefani.
All right, I'm B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-
Oh. she said that.
I like that. That's better. That's a better song.
I hope I spelled that right.
Maybe you did. All right, I'm gonna go with a movie that one that I try a foreign movie I try to tell everybody about.
Oh,
oh,
and that is Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Oh shit!
Okay,
there's a rain scene at the beginning of this that is like a rain fight scene that is pretty fucking amazing. So
okay,
it's checking off the fight scene and the I said getting my foreign flick on. Plus, like, I mean, she's not in this scene, but Monica Bellucci, you know.
Oh, Monica Bellucci, also in Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah,
or maybe in the second one.
Drew, anyway. Have I ever told you something?
What?
I really like the way you say wolf.
Brotherhood.
You don't say it normal, and I like it.
Say wolf.
Wolf?
That's not how you say it. We'll play it back later.
Say Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Say Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
You know, I like the way you say it.
Thanks, man.
It's like, it's a little different. It's almost like the O lasts a little longer.
Oh, it's like two O's?
Yeah, sometimes you'll even drop the L.
Yeah. Wolf?
Yeah.
Like it's wolf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wolf.
You do that. I don't know what accent that is, and I don't know what your accent is at all, but I know sometimes it pops out when
it's like, Ohioan.
When that pops out, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else notices it, but I notice it, and I fucking get a chuckle out of it every time, and so...
Huh.
You said it, and I just had to, like I got to bring this up, finally.
Say Wolfsbane.
Wolfsbane.
See?
He did it. He did it that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. So, yeah, it's just something I've always thought about.
Say Beowulf.
Beowulf.
There it is.
What the fuck accent is that? I don't know. I've never heard that.
It's Ohioan.
I lived in Ohio. That sounded a little different.
Well, maybe we weren't talking about wolves enough back then.
You know, you're probably right.
Huh.
Wolf of Wall Street didn't come out until I was in Dallas.
So there you go.
So maybe that was my problem.
Maybe you should have been more into Taylor Lautner back then.
I should have been.
Hell yeah. Werewolf.
There it is.
It is.
I know that popped somebody, one of our listeners. I'm sure they're like,
yeah.
I've been like, holy shit.
Entire time.
Yeah.
Finally, he said it. He corrected that piece of shit.
That wolf fucker.
I gotta. Okay. Here it is. Again, literally, and I'm pretty sure I mean literally in the literal definition of literally. John Cusack. High Fidelity.
Yeah, say anything. Oh
yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Every single fucking movies, he's in rain.
He does love getting wet. Yeah.
Like, this is the most rained upon person in the world.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
right. Is it raining when he holds the stereo up and say anything?
I don't know if it's
in my head. It does.
I feel like it is. And if he's not, then it should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's raining bullets and I'm still there.
But yeah, after the.
My bad, that's some Ice Cube. That popped in my head. Fool, I'm a vet. You could bet. I can dance underwater and not get wet. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're not going to get into it, but yeah.
It's raining bullets and I'm still there.
Wolf.
Young ghetto person in a wheelchair. There's a different word for person. I just can't say it.
Over here eating apples in a peeled pear.
Ooh!
Ooh!
eating corn dogs at the local fair.
I was like, what's it called? County fair. That's the word. County. Damn it.
Oh, shit. You fucked it up.
Local fair.
The local. The world's fair.
All right. Well, my
ain't got a lot of money, so I got an Uber share.
Why don't you Uber share your last pick with us?
Okay. All right. This is an Andy pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
2020 me.
Well, that's good because that's you.
You know what I'm saying?
Seven rounds.
No, all of these are, but this one's a real Andy pick that other people weren't picking. And it is a couple of my faves. You guys know we haven't done it, and I really want to fucking do it at some point. We were going to bring somebody on, James, that you knew, and it just didn't happen. But like, really into like fucking, you know, the R&B and all that stuff. And these two dudes are brothers in the sense of family term.
Uh-huh.
I mean, both, but, I'm going the You Got Served water dance scene. Marques Houston, Omarion, they're prepping and they're dancing in water and like pop, 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 popping it. Water popping off the hat, popping off the elbow, pop, just looking water popping off everything. You know what I'm saying?
You love when water hits the bill of the hat.
Dude.
That's you something. Know me. This definitely is an Andy pick.
Yeah. Well, like also like I love dancing. I love like dance movies. Like I could do a whole ass draft of like dance movies. I don't know if you guys
like, I probably could. I think I could
in that
like,
same vein, but like I fucking love dance movies. A lot of them
about all of them, but I could
plot probably terrible. Plot terrible in a lot of them. I'll admit it. I'm not there for that.
I can't imagine that I
who knew why?
I don't think I or Drew
you do in porn.
I don't think me or Drew would ever even pick an Omarion movie. So like this is definitely an Andy pick.
That's what I'm saying. But you guys have seen You Got Served, right? Have you?
I think I have.
No.
Really?
I mean, again, it's one of the, I saw the trailer. I got it.
Oh man.
Yeah. Let me hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on though. When I post this shit, you guys are going to be like, I'm probably setting myself up for failure because like to me, like this is the shit. And I just posted a GIF. And you guys might like not think anything of it, but this gets me excited. Like, look at this shit.
I mean, he's like spinning around shirtless in the rain, dancing.
It's both of them.
Is look he? Oh, it's yeah. One of them's got a wife beater, and one of them's shirt. Oh, I think
both the
wife
got
beater,
what? And then I the think, shirt came off.
Yeah, the shirts come off.
Both of them.
It's all muscles in the rain, and them just spinning around and flipping and shit.
Oh man, I love this shit so much.
I mean, they don't actually flip, but they like flip their arms around and shit.
Yeah.
It does look pretty smooth. I wish I could hear the music with it too.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Woo! I mean, God. So good. Yeah.
They're popping and locking, as they say.
That's right.
James.
By they,
you suckers just got served.
James.
Yeah. Oh, it's me. Shit.
Oh.
Number seven.
What do I have here that I haven't picked yet? And that's still available.
Got it. All
right. Here, I think this is it's the culmination. It's the culmination of the film. It's everybody is finding out things about themselves or the endings to all the stories come together at once. And I'm going Magnolia.
Oh yeah.
And I'm going Magnolias. The Reigning of Frogs.
Cats and Dogs.
Yeah. So even though this isn't technically rain, it is raining. It just happens to be frogs coming down this time instead of droplets. And this is like, Magnolia is just it's an incredible fucking movie, dude. And every time I mention a movie that had Philip Seymour Hoffman in it, I always get sad. So, you know, it makes me want to rain right now. Yeah. I miss that guy. That was a good dude.
ESH was the man, dude.
He was the man. And
that's part of what hooked me in on. There's a lot of people that don't like the movie just because they don't like the pedophilism. If that's, yeah, it's a word. But his son, Coop, that movie, we all three of us fucking loved it. Licorice Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That, like, part of that is like me getting some of old Philly, you know, still kind of there. And that did it for me a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pedophilism is a thing. That's a word.
Is that a word?
It is now.
Yeah.
It sounds like a word.
That, oh, man. Speaking of pedophilism.
Dictionaried.
Speaking of pedophilism, did you guys read the news about the Dalai Lama today?
I saw the picture or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Sucks on a kid's tongue?
I don't even care. He wanted the kid to suck on his tongue.
Suck on his tongue. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even care if it's a cultural thing.
That is
the Dalai Lama.
I mean, it froze Drew in time.
Yeah, I know. Drew couldn't even handle it. The fucking Dalai Lama shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. Did you hear about it, Drew?
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, religion is wild, boy.
Creepy. Shit's creepy.
Gosh. And all he has to do is apologize because he's the Dalai Lama. Like, we're just moving on, I guess, you know? Mm-hmm. Do you indict a guy like that? Can you indict the Dalai Lama? Because we should.
I think he probably just sends a llama in his place. He sends Pitbull on a llama, and Pitbull says Dale.
Dale, Dale.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. All right. Terrible. Yeah. All right.
Courtney, roll this shit, James.
All right, here we go. So, this is actually a really great scene that could have been taken up top. And if you guys need to add drop, this is a perfect one for you. And I'm going to go Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, The Battle of Helm's Deep. Mm. It's just a fucking badass fight scene. Gimli the dwarf gets fucking thrown around and shit. It's fucking great. Fantastic. Next, I'm going to go with, just Sin City alone.
Yeah.
Like, the rain just looks fucking cool as shit in that movie. And mainly because it's like, white streaks going through this black and white, like, I don't know, canvas. It just looks cool. And then I'm also gonna take Chris and Nola's passionate kiss in Matchpoint, which is Matchpoint is a good
fucking
movie.
That's a tennis movie, right?
It's a tennis movie. Yeah, it's a Woody Allen movie, but it's fucked up.
I had
it's
that fucking too. Plus ScarJo, you know.
Ain't no doubt.
ScarJo getting rained on.
That's my handsome woman of the week.
There you go. Handsome woman of the week right there.
There you go. All right. I'm going to go with one that should have been taken, and maybe I'll add drop. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Blade Runner.
Okay.
Oh, Blade Runner. That's a good one.
Yeah. All those moments will be lost in time like tears and rain. Time to die.
Fucking A.
So yeah, that one's
good rain quote too.
The next one I will go with is I don't know what happened there, but just go with it. I'm going Midnight in Paris.
Ooh.
I fucking love this movie so much.
I need to rewatch. I loved it when it came out. I watched it a couple times. I need to rewatch that.
This is another like peaceful movie for me. Like if I need to relax, if I need to calm down or some shit. This is that for me. And they're walking through and they talk about like Paris is most beautiful when it's raining or something like that. So and then the last one I'll go with, because the fourth movie just dropped, so it makes sense, is I'll go John Wick 3, Parabellum. But I'm going Fishburne when the Bowery King, you know, I am the Bowery. You know, he's sitting on them pigeons, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's fucking dope.
It's awesome. I love it.
El Fish in the Rain is iconic. So also, I was having this conversation with somebody. I haven't seen 4 yet, but it's legitimately the only series where I truly believe 3 is better than 2 is better than 1. That's my opinion.
I mean, I believe...
I think you're right no matter what. Yeah. But that's how I like him, is 3-2-1. And I've heard 4 is the best, which is wild. So it could be one of the only series that I might like it personally. 4-3-2-1, which would be insane. Because 1's fucking incredible.
I think 1 is the best to me. And the other 3 are good. But 1 is the best. And I think Halle Berry's character is so fucking dumb in the third one. So FYI.
Oh, I fucking love her. And
God, I hate her. I hated her so much in the third one.
Man, we did.
Anyways, I like her. Don't get me wrong, but like, just for whatever reason, her character drove.
She didn't make you feel good in this movie.
She did not. Yeah, this was like a Monsters Ball 2.
Shout out to Halle Berry, who just dropped like a. Like a classy nude pic. Just saying, like.
Oh, hey, don't get me wrong. She still got it, boy. She still got it.
She was like on a, like a. It's kind of like one of those Eddie Murphy pics. You remember when. It's the same but different, when Eddie Murphy had like a girl and there was like food on her. And he was like on a balcony or some shit. Halle Berry was on a, like a beautiful looking balcony. And was like, you couldn't see anything, but you could see like. Her body, and just like she was basically saying like, hey, I'm 50 whatever, but I can do what the fuck I want kind of deal, but classy. It was cool.
And fucking people are shitting on her on Twitter, and she's just
I was like, what's wrong with people?
She's like reposting and like decimating them with her own comments. It's fucking great.
Yeah, Halle Berry is
I love her. Don't get me wrong. I love
her. She's a fucking icon, man.
There's that pausable moment in Swordfish is one of my favorites of all time. So.
There it is. She just posted this and said, I do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And she's drinking some wine in the nude on a pretty little balcony.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. All right. I'm going to go with 28 Days Later.
Ooh, good one.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. Kind of the climax of the movie there. How appropriate on wet month.
That's a
double, all right. I'm gonna go with 7, the chasing.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Dude, what are we doing?
That's a good, that could be up top somewhere.
Yeah, it could. There's a couple here.
And then finally, I'm going to go with, still out there. So I'm going to go Rachel McAdams, About Time.
Oh, yeah.
Flipped it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go Notebook on this bitch.
Oh, I thought you were going.
Leaving it off. But no, I I love About Time, and I love that whole wedding scene of just everything chaotic happening, and he just kind of, you know, lets it happen. So
yeah,
you thought we were gonna put a book on our list? Get the fuck out of here.
No, this is a movies draft, Spoiler, you idiots.
Alzheimer's.
You fucking Forrest Gumps.
Yeah. Is that a book?
No, I just like...
Oh, okay.
That's how you say dummies.
Yeah, oh, I mean, that makes sense.
Call them Forrest Gumps.
A funny Forrest Gump meme today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it said, the police are like a box of chocolates. They kill your dog.
Jeez! What? I did not expect that one.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's funny.
Just caught me off guard.
I mean,
oh man, I'm bad dropping. I don't know about you guys.
I think I'm locked in. Truthfully, I feel pretty damn good about my squad.
I'm locked in too. So Andy, go for it.
As wild as it sounds, I'm glad I got to like wax poetic about it, but. I want to up my team. Then I am going to drop my boys, Marquez Houston and Omarion, and You Got Served. And I'm going to scoop up Blade Runner.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good, good pickup. That definitely upped your team.
Yeah, I mean, it's too fucking iconic to not be on the main roster, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Rain's even in the quote, like you said. So,
yeah.
Plus, like, bam, grabbing down, reaching that hand, picking dude up. Like, fire.
Fucking A.
Fire. Man. Well.
Oh my God, that is fire.
Any switcheroos happening?
No. No, I think I'm good.
Anything?
Clock, locked in.
The only thing I would want is chasing Amy, but I can't imagine Drew even would get rid of that.
Okay, Drew. You chasing? What are you chasing?
What's James's team?
All right. You got old Spider Mizzle, Shawshank, BTF2, Inception, Revolutions, Matrix style, Savings Rivens Privates, or.
Shaving
Ryan's Privates and Steel Magnolia.
I'm good.
Yeah. Steel Magnolia
is not one of them.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
No, that's not one of the picks either.
Okay. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
There it is. Now you got it.
Got it. Oh, man. All right. Well, we did it. You know, we're barely wet.
Yeah.
First show of wet month. But we've all been rained upon a little bit. Yeah, and here's our teams.
I feel like this is like, you know, we've walked in and we've just like got our balls in the water. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know how you go. Like,
yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. I'm here.
Dude, one time I went to this outside inside club that had a shower, pulled the thing down, was wearing denim head to toe. Pulled the shower, got soaked, and then had to walk a mile and a half back to the place. One of the worst moves of my life.
So like the inside was outside?
Yeah, pretty much. It was
like there was a shower that actually worked in the center of the club.
That is correct.
That is the weird. That's weird as fuck.
Oh, you mean like a club as in like a dance? Like
a nightclub. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Did you expect the shower to work or no?
Yeah. I took one for the team.
I see.
One of our friends who likes to drink and pull things out was trying to get to the shower. And he was doing other things. So to distract everything, I ran over to the shower. And I was dancing, right? Like I was in a music video, like Omarion and Marquez Houston. Pulled the shit down and was just like, you know, dancing and letting the shower rain come down. And I was wearing a denim button-up shirt, denim jeans. And it was fucking miserable walking back to the house we were staying in.
Like you're just soaking wet, walking home like JT, and denim is not comfortable to be wet in.
But yeah, that actually happened.
I feel like I recently heard this story.
Yeah, no, it's a true story.
Yeah. Maybe you heard it from the person who whips it out.
I think I probably did.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, with that, here is our rainy scene movies.
Yeah.
For Drew's team of rainy movie scenes. 1, Truman Show. 2, Jurassic Park. Toilet. 3, hero fight scene. 4, Chasing Ames. 5, The Crow. 6, Brotherhood of the Wolf. 7, John Cusack. I just wrote John Cusack down. What movie was that?
High Fidelity.
High Fidelity. Oh, man. I just wrote down John Cusack. Awesome, Andy. All right. For Andy's team of rainy movie scenes, pick 1, Singing in the Rain. 2, Garden State. 3, Pleasantville. 4, Point Break. Johnny fucking Utah. 5, Forrest Gump. 6, Parasite. And 7, Blade Runner. For James's blockbuster team of rainy movie scenes. 1, Spider-Man. 2, Shawshank Redemption. 3, Back to the Future 2. 4, Inception. 5, Matrix Revolutions. 6, Saving Private Ryan. And 7, Magnolia.
Fucking Magnolia. That's my indie. That's my indie flick.
Yeah, that's your one indie. You would fucking a blockbuster city up in here.
Hey, man, those big director. I mean, rain scenes cost a lot of money, truthfully. So, like, the big
directors. Because it's not actually rain most of the time.
Yeah, not true. Truly, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Although I feel like Garden State was rain. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Could have been.
We have to look at them DVD extra special features.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It just felt like it because it was like more widespread. I don't know. Yeah, and like they don't have as much money. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I do know that in Wet Hot American Summer, even though it really doesn't rain in the movie, it rained the entire, like almost the entire time they were shooting.
Really?
Oh, wow.
The outdoor stuff is like the rare occasion it was like sunny. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've heard that before where they were like,
I wonder if they had to change some of the script then.
A week to shoot and it was like rained almost the entire time.
Did they change like any of the script?
I don't think so. Like I said, it was probably like those couple hours where the sun would come out. That's when they would just shoot.
I'm just like wondering like if all of a sudden the can scene was like, well, shit, we can't film outside. So let's do this weird thing. You know,
yeah, well, that was in the show though, not in the movie.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, is it both
the can, the talking can?
Yeah,
it wasn't in the first movie.
Yeah,
what, where?
Yeah, it was like, okay, no, I am right.
What part?
The part where he's talking that, because remember in the show like it's actually H. John Benjamin, like, and then he becomes the can. But like in the movie, he's like, "No, Gene, you said smear mud on my ass. Just admit who you are." And that's when he goes out and he says to the whole fucking camp, the whole camp.
Yeah.
Remember, he says, "You know, like, you know, I'm whatever, and I like to smear mud on my ass."
But was it animated?
Yeah. No.
In the first movie?
Well, I don't know if it was animated.
No,
but
it was just.
I feel like it wasn't the way it was in the
second. It was a can of like vegetables.
Yeah,
it was just, like in his head.
It was just a voice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in his head, but it wasn't the way it was in the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
I don't remember I kind of have to rewatch those shows. I remember like being fucking fun. I just remember the one scene where they're like, they do something and like somebody has a cell phone and like you don't think anything of it, and he just goes, "Hey, what's that?" Because you're like, "Oh yeah,
like, you forget." Fucking shout out, Mitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mitch.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, hell yeah! Episode one of Wet Month. A success.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to shuffle some things around, see what's next, and we'll be coming at you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Love you, bitch.
Well, that's our show. Tune in next week for another episode of The Draft Podcast. Bye-bye.